Donya Bijan spent her first 16 years in Iran.
My parents had a hospital in Tehran. I grew up on the top floor of the hospital. You know, it had beautiful gardens. We even had planted a vegetable garden. And I watched my parents run this hospital like you would run a large family.
Bijan's mother ran the kitchen, and that's where Donya had her first cooking lessons.
My mother planned the menus for the patients, and I was always welcome in the kitchen.
Suddenly, the family had to leave Iran. They settled in San Francisco.
And again, I watched her in the kitchen in America transform and try to learn and tune in to the flavors of her new country through their food and by cooking.
Food helped Bijan's mother connect with neighbors, but her Persian recipes on the family dinner table helped heal their homesick hearts as well. Food became an expression of belonging, and later, a career. With her mother's encouragement, Bijan was able to realize her dreams. After studying at Le Cordon Bleu in Paris, she returned to San Francisco and started her own French restaurant. But a few years ago, she began to rediscover Persian cuisine.
When my mother died in 2004, I found these recipes, and I very much felt that she had left those for me to find and that they carried her story. But it took me over a year to really understand what to do with it.
Bijan decided to compile the recipes in a cookbook. She calls it a food memoir.
I realized that recipes are so dull if they are just instructions, and you can convey so much with a recipe if it's tied in with a story.
Bijan's book, Maman's Homesick Pie, A Persian Heart in an American Kitchen, contains 30 recipes. They include saffron yogurt rice with chicken and eggplant, braised chicken with Persian plums, and orange cardamom cookies. All are delivered with stories.
When I was talking about spending our summers by the Caspian Sea, it was natural for me to include the fava bean omelet, because I remember eating it by the seaside with all my relatives.
The book includes some of her own recipes.
When I talk about the ratatouille that I made in Paris, it also was a natural transition from describing how nervous I was that my father was going to come and visit me in Paris and that I wanted to show off, really, what I had learned, and I bungled the whole thing.
Bijan says she's a regular customer of the date farmer who comes every week to the farmer's market in San Francisco. She uses his dates to make cinnamon date bars.
I remember that there was a similar cookie that my mother would buy for me. She was a member of parliament, and her district was in the center of Iran, where they specialized in these date cookies. And she would go away to visit her district, and, you know, I would miss her so much. And she would come back and slowly take this box out of her purse and hand it to me. And everything was forgiven in that moment. Her absence was forgiven.
Bijan says she hopes readers will try some of the recipes. She says Persian dishes are not as difficult to make as they might seem. All it takes is patience and practice. For writer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.